Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.
What's up? Jason Tatum here. Ball up wherever you are with NBA 2K Mobile. Play in-game events to collect NBA legends and rising stars to assemble your dream team and settle things on the court. NBA 2K Mobile lets you put together your dream team with your favorite NBA legends and current GOATs. Download NBA 2K Mobile now on the App Store and Google Play.
What's going on, everyone? Casey Adams here. Welcome back to the Rise of the Young podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. There's one thing that I ask of you before we get into today's show, and that is share this episode with a friend, screenshot it, put it on your Instagram story, tag me, tag Rise of the Young, and I will be reposting each and every single one of you. But that being said, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about why you live where you live. Because today I was listening to Group Chat, which is one of my favorite podcasts hosted by Drama, D. Murthy, and Anand Murthy. And overall, they were talking about why you live in your city or your community and why you don't live in major cities. And Drama actually brought my name up, and I'm going to be sharing with you what they spoke about in that podcast, and I'm going to be letting you hear some of the audio so you can kind of get some more depth into what they were talking about. But it really sparked my attention, and I wanted to talk about this today on this Friday because it really hit me. Because, like I said, I lived and I still do live in Scottsdale, Arizona for the last 10 months of my life, right out of high school, picked up my stuff, moved to Arizona across the country with a couple of friends, and it's been amazing, and I've had the quality of life that I would never expect to have at 18 years old, but I've learned so much about myself, and I hope that I can, I would say, give you something that you can take away from this as well through my experiences. So, that being said, cheers to Friday. I'm going to let you listen to a short audio segment from Group Chat right here. So, that being said, this conversation is going to start the podcast, start the conversation, and overall, I'm excited for you to listen. So, listen up.
So, if you live in a smaller city and you have a great quality of life, we're saying we did a podcast for Detour on it. Do you have to come to LA or in New York to, one, understand the way the world works, build some connections and relationships, or can you do all of that remotely now and you never have to come? Like, can you do like what Casey Adams is doing, which is go to Scottsdale, which is
like you said. So that was just the brief audio segment that D. Murthy was talking about on the podcast today. And he says, oh, can you just do what Casey Adams was doing? Go to Scottsdale. And I'll let you hear a little bit more.
Lower cost of operating.
Yeah,
All right. And before we go more into that, D was saying, can you do what Casey Adams is doing? Can you move to a city such as Scottsdale, Arizona, and build relationships remotely? Can you work remotely? Can you just do what you need to do, not in major cities, especially if you're young? And they were gearing this towards young people, and this is the Rise of the Young podcast, so I'm sure everyone listening, this will relate to you. That being said, here's what I want you to know about me. The reason I moved to Scottsdale was because of my company, Build Your Empire, along with my two business partners, John and Josh. They've lived in Scottsdale for years. And overall, I was moving out with my buddy Kieran and Jeff and Tristan, and we were all heading to Scottsdale together. And it's been phenomenal the last 10 months. Just the atmosphere there and what I've learned and living on my own and just a completely different environment than Virginia, I'll tell you that. And the last thing about Scottsdale real quick, the winters in Scottsdale are beautiful. Like, that was one thing that I absolutely love about Scottsdale and California. But that being said, back to Group Chat and what D. Murthy was talking about. My personal experience with living in Scottsdale. And one of the things that I'm going to be allowing you to listen to from group chat today is what Drama says. He says, and I'll just sort of say it before I let you listen to him. He says, yes, but Casey is getting held back in a way by living in Scottsdale and not living in LA because he could be maximizing his time and the relationships and everything. And I 100% agree with that. And my plan is to move to LA. My plan is to move to LA by the age of 21. That was and has been my goal. And the Scottsdale thing sort of just popped up last year and I committed to it. And it's been a phenomenal transition in terms of me moving out, me living on my own, me learning this the things that you must do of everyday life at 19 years old, right? But overall, Drama has a very key point because I personally know in my gut, LA is the place I need to be. And if you're listening right now, maybe you live in LA, maybe you have lived in LA. I would love to get your experience and just your thoughts, if you've lived in LA, of course, of what you do like about it and what you don't like about it, because I personally love going to LA. Obviously, the traffic's bad and blah, 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 but I love it. The energy, the atmosphere, the people, the vibes, it's all good stuff. And yeah, it's been phenomenal. But here's what I want you to know about me, is that I'm in this place in my life where, in terms of being 19, living in Scottsdale, where I know I'm very fluid. And I want you to think about this too and ask yourself, are you in a period in your life where you can pick up everything and move without having any attachment to it? Meaning you have a kid or you own a house or whatever it is. Like, we rent, right? So we can do whatever. We can bounce out, move to a different state. We can really be fluid with what we're doing in terms of not owning a house, not just owning these things that attach you to a location in terms of living. Because if I wanted to get up and move to LA tomorrow, I could. And that's what I want you to ask yourself. Are you tied down to where you live? And why are you currently living where you are living? Ask yourself that. Whether it's you're young and you're still living at home and you're going to school, and obviously that makes sense. Did you move somewhere by yourself wanting to get out and you've learned to like it, you've learned to hate it? What has been your experience? What have you learned? Or do you live in the most beautiful place in the world in southern Kansas and life's great? Definitely let me know, because I'm curious to know about others, because I've been living in Arizona, like I said, I love it, but I know there's a transition in my future moving to LA, and I don't know when exactly it is. My goal is just before 21, and what I'm about to play is Drama sort of giving his two cents on why I should be in LA, and I'm excited because Drama is right, and we've had conversations about this, and I know personally that being in LA, I can maximize relationships, I could really maximize everything I'm doing, I'd say. So listen to this, and we'll talk more about it.
Lower cost of operating.
Yeah, but Casey Adams is paying for that. Meaning if Casey Adams was in LA, he'd be significantly more effective.
Wow.
Yeah, he knows that.
Yeah. And I do.
He just stopped on the way. In Virginia, and then like, I'll be in Arizona for a little bit.
No. I know, but like, he has a high quality of life than Scottsdale. He's living in a house with a pool and this.
But the question is,
All right. Before I let you hear the question, let's talk about that. He was saying I would be significantly more effective in LA. And here's the thing. I agree with that. I agree 100% with everything Drama is saying. And overall, that is my plan. But I wanted to take this podcast today, and I wanted to sort of pivot it so that you can take something away from this conversation. And I'm going to make sure I link down below on this podcast the link to that episode of Group Chat so you can listen more in depth and listen to the rest of the episode. It's phenomenal. But ask yourself, why are you living where you're living? Where else can you be more effective? Because if you understand where you can be the most effective, you should always move in that direction. Like for me, over the next 2 years, my plan is to be in LA. So one second while I shoot this text. Boom. All right. That being said, my goal is to move to LA. I will be moving to LA, but I want to just sort of stop going on this tangent, and I want to be very tactical for you right now. Number one, can you work remotely? Ask yourself. Number two, why do you live where you live? Number three, where do you want to live and why? Meaning future, do you want to live in LA? Do you want to live in Europe? Do you want to live in China? Whatever it is. And I say China because I was in China recently and I met with, I'm not going to say his name, my buddy who is the director of operations at WorldStar, and he lives in China. He lives in Shenzhen, China. He lives there for every 60 days. He'll bounce around in the U.S. And I learned so much from him sitting down with him. And he says he goes and lives in China for 60-day periods because it just gets his mind away from everything. He can work remotely. His team's remote. They don't have a big office where they have to be at every single day. He's on the other side of the world in China, and he's running one of the biggest media publications known as WorldStar with over 22 million followers, and they have so much going on. Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you're aware of WorldStar, but I'm good friends with the founder now, and he lives in China. So that just really showed me, all right, he can be very effective on the other side of the world. He's handling calls. He's doing business, X, Y, and Z. But can you do that? Ask yourself that, because that's a very valid question that if you know that, you understand your boundaries, meaning, oh, you have an office, you have a team, you can't get up and move tomorrow. For me, I can. And it's something that I want to really, I would say, alley-oop with what Drama and D were talking about, because they put out a podcast, and today's podcast is more so my version and my answering to that question. So that's what I want this to be. I want this to be a podcast where you sort of hear my thoughts and hear me out, because I want to do more of this sort of stuff, because I have a phenomenal network and amazing people in my life, and I have amazing conversations, and I feel like I don't always voice my opinion on my podcast. So this is what this is, and I want to point this out really quickly, because the last 100 plus episodes of my podcast, majority of them have been interviews, and I still have 6 phenomenal interviews coming out every Friday, so once every Friday for the next 6 weeks, not including this one, because this is not an interview and it's on a Friday, but next Friday, we're going to be having interviews every Friday, so make sure you stay tuned with that. But yeah, let me know what you're thinking about this style, meaning like me responding to topics, me responding to questions, me responding to other people publicly in terms of what Drama and D talked about on group chat. Those are the homies. They've taught me so much, and we've recently did the Young and Reckless Build Your Empire event. It was phenomenal, and I learned so much from them, and it really just sparked my attention, and I'm going to say it one more time before I let you hear more of the audio. It really got me thinking on where I want to maximize my time, where I want to really be more tactical, and just what is my next move over the next year and a half. And like I said, my goal is to move to LA, but it may be sooner, it may be later, who knows? But this podcast that Drama and D and what they're about to say that you're about to listen to, it really made sense to me. So I'm going to backtrack it a little bit so that you can kind of get back onto it. So here you go. Back to group chat. Listen up.
Stopped on the way. In Virginia, and then like, I'll be in Arizona for a little bit.
No. I know, but like, he has a high quality of life than Scott's. So we went to, he's living in a house with a pool and this.
Well,
and
but
that.
The question is, I
it's
guess.
Just what the ambition is.
Yeah, I think that all young people, this is what I will say, need to sit and think for a long time about where they want to live and why, or what they want out of life, and then where they should live that best suits that.
Yeah.
Because does 19-year-old Casey Adams want the best quality of life now and sacrifice a better quality of life later? Or does he want to go live like shit in LA for 10 years so that he can play tennis at noon here?
Oh, my Lord. Shout out to the homies. That thing is hilarious. And by the way, I'm a golf player. I haven't really played tennis that much, but golf is definitely my noon game for sure. But it's so accurate with what they were talking about, because what D was saying, the quality of life I live in Arizona with a house and a pool and just a good environment and my own space, like it's a phenomenal environment that I couldn't pick up and move to LA right now, because who wants to pay $30,000 a month for the same house in LA that you could get in Scottsdale, right? So there's different, I would say, types of living environments. That's what D was saying. He's like, all right, he has a phenomenal quality of life there. And I do. It's phenomenal. I love the area. It's for sure super hot, but it's a great area. I love where I live in Arizona. But what Drama was saying, do you want to sacrifice the quality of life now for a better quality of life later? That question really hit me. And I'm going to be answering that not only today, but I'm going to be personally writing down my thoughts, getting very clear on what my plan is. Because we all don't have it figured out, meaning, that's so true. Should I move to LA, live there for 10 years, obviously not live in a house, do what I got to do out there to have a better quality of life later? The answer is yes. Of course I want that. Of course I want to delay gratification to have a better life later, meaning it's the compound effect, right? Would you rather spend money today to have less money tomorrow, or would you rather save money today or invest money today to then reap the benefits later? Same concept. And my mind is gravitating towards that concept, at least testing that concept, whether it's living in LA or not. That is for sure the concept I want to test, and it will happen sooner than later. But I wanted to take this question and deviate it away from me and point it towards you. What are you doing now that will benefit you later? Is it your living environment? Is it your business? Is it the family? Is it investing? What is it? And yes, you can send me DMs and let me know these questions. I would love to know the answers if you would like to be open about them, and I'll for sure respond back to you. But I want to make this today's episode about reflection of you, right? You may be listening in this in the car, or you may be on a walk, you may be driving, you may be walking on the beach. Whatever it is, wherever you're listening, I want you to truly reflect on why you are living where you're living and overall why you are doing what you are doing. Meaning, if you love your business, but it's not making you money and you could be making money elsewhere but not having some passion, you have to decide. Or do you hate your business but it's making you a lot of money and therefore you can provide for your family, therefore it's valuable to you, therefore you're going to keep doing that. Whatever it is, there's so many different scenarios of what could be happening in your life that I don't know of and that I'm not aware of, because we may not know each other, or we may know each other and we're best friends and you're listening. So shout out to the homies if you are. But that being said, ask yourself that question, because what Drama just said before I ended the audio clip, he said, at 29, Casey Adams will be playing tennis in LA. And when he says that, it really makes me think about that 10-year window that I'm about to step into. I'm 19 years old now, and I'll be 29 in 10 years. And I want you to ask yourself that question. How old are you right now? Are you 16? Are you 25? Are you 35? Are you 12? Whatever it is. In 10 years, where do you want to be? In 10 years, where do you want to be living? In 10 years, what quality of life do you want? Because at 29 years old, yeah, playing tennis or playing golf in LA at the Beverly Hills Tennis Club, like Drama said, that sounds phenomenal. That sounds like the quality of life I want to be living, and that sounds like something that I will strive for until I get there, correct? But ask yourself that question and really get clear on where you want to live. Because for me, LA for sure is the move. I want to challenge myself and go there and being a fast-paced environment, because honestly, here's the thing. I'll be very transparent. Scottsdale is slow. And I wouldn't even say Scottsdale. I live 20, 30 minutes away from Scottsdale now, and it is just a very slow family environment sort of style. And it's one of those things that I've learned to get used to, but I like the city life. I like the fast-paced environment. I like doing what I'm doing in cities. But here's the thing. When I go to LA, when I go to New York, when I go to Miami, I set up 5 meetings a day, 10 meetings a day, whatever it is. I set up my days when I'm traveling to big cities and I pack them out, and I do that intentfully because I know I won't be there for maybe a month or whatever it is, or really whenever I feel like going back. But I do that very well, and I've done that well for the past year, meaning I haven't lived in LA, but I've gone there over, I feel like, 50 times. And whenever I go there, I'll set up 3 podcasts in a day or 2 podcasts, or from there for 5 days, I'll set up a podcast a day, whatever it is. I maximize my time when I'm in LA. And if I carried that mentality to LA, but I lived there, I 100% agree with Drama that I would be more effective. So that being said, ask yourself those questions. I'm going to play a little bit more of the audio, and yeah, then we'll be wrapping up this podcast.
19-year-old Casey Adams want the best quality of life now and sacrifice a better quality of life later? Or does he want to go live like shit in LA for 10 years so that he can play tennis at noon here down the road. I just think you have to ask those questions.
To play tennis at noon here, you have to make so much money.
At 29, Casey Adams will be playing tennis at noon.
In L.A.?
Yep.
Or in Scottsdale, 115 degrees.
He'll be fine.
I think he can be playing tennis. I think in L.A. he's not. In Scottsdale, he's playing golf. He's playing tennis.
He did that today. I'm just saying, I think that, like, if you're going to move, like, San Diego or any, whatever any equivalent is,
yeah,
is great if that's what you want to do right now. Like, for me personally, at 32, I don't want to go play golf at noon on a Tuesday because I know that that's taking away from what I'll be able to do when I'm 45. So I'd rather pay the price now for a better...
I agree. I just being the amount of wealth that you have to generate in a city like LA to own the home of your dreams, to live the tennis golf life, is an asinine amount of money.
But who does that in their 30s?
I'm just saying, it's not even on the horizon for most people.
And I think it's a huge fallacy that the American dream is buying a home.
All right. So, that being said, they are pretty accurate with what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're talking about what they're talking about. And overall, if you want to hear the rest of that group chat, and they go more in depth on living in certain cities, living in certain locations. So for sure, link will be in the description for the group chat episode if you want to listen to it, because number one podcast in the world. I love it. It's literally my favorite podcast. I listen every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right when I get up, either when I'm cooking breakfast or whatever it is. So for sure, tune in. Let me know what you think about group chat, because those are some dear friends of mine. We did the Build Your Empire Young and Reckless event. We're going to be doing another event shortly. Details will be coming out soon, so make sure you stay tuned. But that being said, I'm going to wrap up this podcast. I'm actually about to go take out a jet ski on the lake with my brother and my friend. And I'm in Virginia right now. I'm heading back to Scottsdale on, what is it? It's Friday now. I'm heading back on Wednesday. I'm going to Charlotte, North Carolina on Monday. Going to be there for 2-3 days. Then I'm back to Scottsdale on Wednesday. So my family got a jet ski. My brothers picked it up and they want to take it out. So that's what we're doing today. So I'm going to go try to wakeboard. And yeah, I'll let you guys know what happens on the next episode, because I've never done that before. So if I get hurt, I'm going to cross my fingers that I don't. I'll let you know. All right. So just to wrap it up, I will, and I'm going to put this out in the universe so I can listen to this when I'm 29 in LA playing tennis. I will live in LA by the time I'm 21 years old, probably sooner. And I want Drama to know that he for sure has influenced me to do that faster. So shout out to Drama. You are the man. It's time to make some things happen. Let's go. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today for the Rise of the Young podcast. And the whole reason I do this is honestly for you. I do this to not only voice my opinion, but to do interviews, to network, but to just create a platform for young entrepreneurs and to really just dive into more about what's happening and what goes into the life of an individual that's building a business online and that's young and just doing his thing. And yeah, if I can provide that resource for you and this has been valuable for sure, let me know what you think. Leave a review on iTunes. Definitely subscribe. Let me know what you'd like to hear more. Let me know what you'd like to hear less of. And that being said, enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Shout out to Drama D. Murthy, Anand from Group Chat. They helped me put together this podcast episode today. They brought the topic up. I answered from my point of view. And I hope you got to ask yourself those key questions. So that being said, I will talk to you guys on Monday. Have a phenomenal weekend. Peace.
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.